stand with me as we welcome Lady Dahlia and Bishop Levy Knox.
Praise the Lord. Ooh. Praise God. Let's give Jesus a hand. You may be seated, because y'all looking taller than me. Y'all making me feel real short. We've been created in His image, in His likeness, to have dominion, to just walk in the dominion that God has given us. We've been created in His image so that we can reflect the glory of God. It is wonderful to be here and to see in the midst of worship the faces that are just the expressions, just expressing the glory of God as He shines on each and every one of you. It's no wonder you can't help but get out of these walls and serve the city. Oh, praise God. I commend you in the work that you've been doing in these last 7 years and what's been going on, and you have truly been reflecting the image of God. Let's continue to do so. Amen.
I tell you, deeper life is something happening here. I feel the spirit of life. This church that the man of God, Pastor Mark Wyatt, that has given birth and a vision, and people have come together and joined together in that vision to see something happen that hasn't happened before. And it's happening right here in the Theodore Don's area. Is this Don's Road, right? Is this Theodore? It's Mobile. Westmobile, amen. Well, I tell you, something is happening in this side of town, but it's going to be spreading out all over. And you guys have been doing a great job. Pastor Mark has been out, and I tell you, he's my friend. He's my covenant relationship. When he called me concerning the time that would come, and he sort of briefed me concerning the time that he will be off in the sabbatical, and the moment he said it, my spirit just leaped with joy. I said, you know, Mark, we're together. We're one, and I'll be honored to be here. And whatever time that God permits us to be here. So August the 8th, 8th is what? New beginnings. Always remember how the prophetic and even things flowing, there's something is about to break forth in this house. And I want to thank God for Pastor Mark White, his lovely wife, and the family. And I hear that they're going to be getting together this evening. Amen. How many of you miss Pastor Mark White? Let him hear it. Thank God for him. He's coming aboard and coming back of a time of refreshing and renewing, and we're so honored to be here and to serve you all. Pastor Neil and his lovely wife, to the eldership and leadership of this house, I want to commend you. I've heard some good reports already, how many of you have stepped up to the roles of your gifting and calling since Pastor Mark has been out, and I know he's going to be excited about that, to see his leadership being in reproduction, to reproduce himself in others, and to see the kingdom of God being expanded. Amen. So I want to commend all of the leadership of this house. Pastor Neil, continue on. And this great worship team that was just ministering here today, wasn't it awesome? Amen. Awesome. Amen. And to all the saints of God here at Deeper Life. And we had some of our young men to come and call the TNT. That's Timothy's in Training. They are powerful, powerful young men. They'll preach the kingdom of God on you on the spot. Amen. So we're glad to have them to be with us and our armor bearers as well. Reach over and touch your neighbor by the hand. Let's just go before the Lord in prayer and open our hearts up to Him continually and see what the Lord wants to say and speak to us today. It's good to be here at Deeper Life, you know, and otherwise I will be in my own pulpit. And one of my sons are going to be ministering. One of my spiritual daughters is going to minister the second service. But I feel like something so significant is happening right now in the body of Christ. So we're going to open our hearts up to the Lord to speak to us today in this pivotal time, in this new season that God has called us. Father, we thank you and give you praise and glory. Thank you for the manifestation of your presence, your power, your glory. Thank you for the Christ within us, the hope of glory. as we reach and touch and agree, that your will be accomplished and that you will speak to our hearts, Lord. Open our understanding. Give us the insight that's needed now, and also foresight, so we can see the kingdom of God continue to advance. We bless Pastor Mark Wyatt and his wonderful family. And even as they begin to make their way back, Lord, we thank you they are come with a refreshing and renewing in their spirit, and to see what you've already done since they've been out. Thank you, God, for great things up ahead for this house. We touch and agree that the power of God is flowing mightily and increasing in the kingdom of God for your glory and for your praise. We agree now. We receive your word in Jesus' name. And everyone agreed, said amen, and praise God. Give the Lord another hand of praise and thank him one more time. Hallelujah. Well, glory. You may be seated in his presence. It's such a great time to be here, and I'm excited about it. I tell you, just being in the presence, in the Lord's presence here, and just sensing some things beginning to shift, I'm going to be speaking on a particular area here that God is bringing us into a new season. But I want you to know that we certainly appreciate being here. And the gentleman came over and told me, said they spent 13 years in Kenya. Is that correct? 13 years in Kenya, you know, and I heard another young man got up and spoke about Germany. There's a nation vision here also, and God wants to touch the nations of the world in a greater way. And all the young people, I see the young people that are just so vibrant. They're on fire. Amen. We just thank God for our young people. And this church, this is just a powerful, powerful demonstration of the kingdom. I just want to give you a little background just a little bit, because Pastor Mark, you know, I can't say enough about him, because that's my brother. That's my friend. And when we got connected together, God joined us together. And Mark and I share the revelation of the kingdom, and we bounce things off with each other and at each other in different times, and we receive from each other. But being a part of the OFU Unity Network of Fellowship that we have, Mark is a tremendous voice in this city of the kingdom. And there's very few that I've heard the kingdom flowing through like I've heard it through Mark. He has a grasp on it, and his life is his soul on it, and he's a tremendous gift in the body of Christ. So I'm glad that he's my friend. I call him my 3 a.m. friend. I said, Mark, now I have 3 a.m. friends, and I'm going to put you on my list as my 3 a.m. friend. You know what 3 a.m. friend is, right? Okay. If I'm in New York City and I'm on the interstate and my car goes out, the first one I call is a 3 a.m. friend. If it's 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, you know what they'll do? They'll get a plane, get a ticket, and get there and make sure that I'm taken care of. Amen. Amen. How many of you glad to have friends? Do you have any friends like that? Amen. Yeah. I mean, it's important to have relationships in your life that you know that no matter what you do, what you say, they say, I'm here for you. He said, when you go through all your stuff and everything that you want to say, I'm still here. You know, you tried to run them off. You got upset. You said all kind of crazy things, but he says, I'm still your friend. And see, the kingdom of God is like that. The kingdom of God is transmitted through relationships. Jesus took 12 men and he poured into their lives the kingdom of God, and he transmitted the kingdom through relationships to impact the world. We need each other, and we need friendship. We need covenant friendships. And you know your friends, you know, after you go through a test and go through some times in your life and trial, and see they're still with you. Are they willing to go through the fire with you? Are they willing to go through the test, the trial, and still see you through and still be standing with you? That's important in the kingdom of God, in the relationships. All ministry flows out of relationships. All ministry flows out of relationship. Can you say that back to me? All ministry flows out of relationship. See, where there's no relationship, there's no ministry. And where there's no ministry, there's no voice. In a time now that it needs to be a voice in the kingdom of God, it's now, the church, to be the voice of the kingdom. But when we come together and we begin to assemble together, we connect together, we find the parts coming together, joints fitly joined together to be compacted for increase. And that's where the kingdom of God begins to be demonstrated, where people can see a composite of God's kingdom in the earth through a many-member body called Christ. Amen. Jesus said to the Pharisees, when the Pharisees came to Jesus one day, they said, "When shall the kingdom of God come?" In Luke chapter 17. And Jesus said, the kingdom of God doesn't come by observation. The kingdom of God doesn't come by observation. It's not when you say lo here or lo there, but the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is in your midst. The rule of God is here right now. It is in your midst. It is within you. So when shall the kingdom come? The kingdom comes when it comes in you. One of the most frustrating things that can happen in a believer is that a believer is trying to get into a room that he's already in. Trying to go to a place that is already gone. You see, whatever you postpone to the future, you lack it in the now. If you postpone healing to the future, you lack healing in the now. If you postpone prosperity to the future, you lack it in the now. If you postpone kingdom to the future, you lack it in the now. It's important to understand that the kingdom of God, that realm, that arrangement of God, the systems of God is already here. And all we have to do is learn how to tap into it by taking the principles of the kingdom of God and operating within that system called the kingdom. Amen. Jesus says, seek ye what? First the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness, and all these things shall be what? Amen. They're adding unto you. They're being added to you, not subtracted, divided, but added and multiplied. The kingdom always multiplies, always bring additions. The kingdom of God is the answer to this world's problems, to man's dilemmas. Jesus said in the prayer that he taught the disciples, this is the model prayer. He says, pray our Father who art in where? Heaven. Thy kingdom what? Come. Thy will be done. Where? On earth as it is in? Yeah. So he's trying to let us know, well, he's letting us know that his will is to bring heaven on earth. Yeah. Now, this is so important to get this today, because the kingdom of God is a liberating, yet it's a disturbing message for people today. You know, a lot of us think that in Christendom that the purpose that Jesus came was to help us get to heaven after we die. Well, I'd like to raise some questions about that based on the New Testament, that I'd like to suggest that Jesus didn't come here to tell us how to get to heaven after we die primarily. He came to talk to us about the kingdom of heaven, how it can happen here on earth while we're here and with our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren are here. But the kingdom of God is an everlasting kingdom, and it endures throughout all generations. And my obsession and my fascination has been one of, over the years, has been of this message of Jesus. That we all hear that this message of Christ is about the kingdom. His core message was the kingdom, and it encompasses all of life. We understand the kingdom of God has to do with dominion, the rule of God. But one of the things we have to be challenged with, church, deeper life, as you begin to move into the next dimension in the kingdom of God, understanding that one of the things that you will have to deal with is religion. We are in a kingdom dispensation now. God is shifting the church into a whole nother dimension. There's a shift that's on. There's a shift that's causing things to begin to unfold and be released, and understanding that God is doing something fresh and something brand new. But religion It's something that we have to deal with. You cannot appropriate what you postpone to the future, and religion wants to postpone it to the future. You see, the greatest threat to the kingdom purpose in your life is religion. Religion preoccupies man until he finds the kingdom. Religion is what man does until he discovers the kingdom. Religion prepares man to leave earth. The kingdom empowers man to dominate the earth. Religion focuses on heaven, but the kingdom focuses on earth. Religion is reaching up to God. The kingdom of God is coming down to man. Religion is what that man wants to escape the earth, but the kingdom impacts and shapes and changes the earth. The Bible lets us know, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How many of you know he said go into what? All the world. You got to understand there's a difference between the world and the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all that dwell therein. We have to go into all the world, the cosmos, the arrangement, every spectrum of the world, education, technology, going into arts and drama and government, every arena of the world systems, and bring the influence of a kingdom culture that begin to influence it, that changes that which we come in contact with. Everywhere we go, we ought to be taking the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God, and God is bringing you to this next dimension. In the kingdom like never before. Over these few months now, great men of God have come and graced this pulpit. I so appreciate Brother Tim Chapman. I got an opportunity to talk with him, the executive director there at the fellowship, and our hearts just knitted together and connect together. And I know that it's been great deposit. I don't know where all's been spoken and what's been shared, but I know that God has a season and timing for this to take place. And now you begin to, now after today, it's going to be a whole new dimension, because everything has been spoken. Now we come to the place we're going to see a catalyst begin to put in place and a launching to the next dimension. I've got a word for you today, if somebody help me preach it. But I've got to preach the kingdom, because that's who I am. I live the kingdom, walk the kingdom, talk the kingdom, sleep the kingdom, eat the kingdom. I'm kingdom, 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 kingdom. The first meeting with Brother Mark, I was preaching in the dedication of the Christ Episcopal Church. My good friend there, he's rector at that time, Conley Bodishbach. And he has released it since that time and passed the mantle over to another young man that we've got opportunity to meet as well. Part of our Opportunity for Unity Network. But I met Brother Mark in that meeting. He came to that meeting and sat next to a good friend of ours, also Stephen Simpson. And as they sit there, and being a part of that meeting and a dedication of their new facility, I got up and said these words. I said, I only have one message to preach, folks, but many ways to preach it, and that's the kingdom of God. And something happened to Mark, and that's all he heard. I got an email from him. We connect together. We said, let's talk about the kingdom. You see, I've been preaching the kingdom since 1987. I was preaching the kingdom when kingdom wasn't cool. Kingdom wasn't cool in 87 and 88 and 89, even going into the 90s. And so we didn't just start preaching on the rule and the reign of God and Christ in you, the hope of glory. We've been teaching this and preaching this for many years. And so what happened, God began to connect people together, merging and causing a revelation, awakening to the rule and the reign of God in hearts like your pastor and others that we're connected together to see God's kingdom come forth in our city, in our nations, and throughout the world. Yes. Yes. I so appreciate the divine connection that God brings together. This is a new season, this is a new time, and to see the kingdom of God come forth in a greater way. Now, I want to talk to you, that's my introduction. I want to speak to you on one word, and this is a word called shift. Say that with me, shift. Shift. Shout it out loud.
Shift.
One more time.
Shift.
Turn to somebody and say,
shift.
I mean, remember those standard shifts in those cars that you used to drive. Put your hand on that. My good Bishop, Bishop David Huskins, got a revelation coming into a car wash. He drove his car into the car wash and having washing the car and so forth. Looked down at the shift, and the Lord began to speak to his heart. And he looked down and saw on the shift, on the board, park, reverse, neutral, drive. And all of a sudden, the revelation came in the shift that put his hand on that gear, and it's to move past P, move past R, regret, into the now, and drive in dominion. Everybody say, move past the regret of the past. Now, drive. Shift into dominion. I want you to know you're getting ready to shift into dominion. You're getting ready to shift into a whole new realm. Now, let me talk to you a little bit about something here now, real quickly now. How many of you believe that the next move of God is coming from the pew? It's not coming from the pulpit. The next move of God, I believe in the season that we're coming into, is a time that we're literally going to see the power of God being unleashed in the pew. The pulpit has a responsibility of maturing the saints. And the saints has a responsibility to go into all the world, preaching and demonstrating the manifestation of the gospel of the kingdom in all the world. You see, we believe sometimes in the Christian dome that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel that Jesus saves. But that gets you to the door. The whole gospel is the preaching of the kingdom of God. The Bible lets us know that we're going to preach and manifest it and demonstrate it until the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And he shall what? Reign forever. So it's the responsibility of the church to make the enemy behave. It is responsibility of the church to change the atmosphere, create a new climate, pull down the strongholds, and give birth to a new culture. It's the kingdom of God. So we begin to understand that the church now has to bring the people into an understanding of getting back to dominion so that we can be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, first and not the last. So God is bringing the church into the cutting edge as a new shift that's taking place. But we got to get past the past, regrets, into the now, and shift into dominion. Shifting, there's a shifting that's taking place. I don't know if you felt it, but I have been certainly feeling the shift that's going on in my life. I recently had a birthday on August the 5th. Isn't that interesting? August the 5th, 8-5. I'm in the numbers and numerical numbers. 8-5, 8 is new beginning, 5 is grace. I'm here in deeper life on August the 8th. Everybody shout new beginning. You're getting ready to move into another shift. You're getting ready to step into a whole other dimension. You're getting ready to walk in a place you never walked in before, because where you are now doesn't mean you're going to be there tomorrow. I'm telling you, things about to shift, and it's going to take the understanding and getting into that flow, because there's something is about to happen even in this house like you've never seen before. God has been setting you up. You've been faithful. You've been committed. You serve and continue to serve. You're in love with Jesus. God sees your faith. God sees your heart. God sees the things he's about to release, and the time has come in a new season of a new beginning that you're going to begin to experience like you never experienced before, because the Spirit of the Lord has come upon you afresh and anew. It's time to shift. Shout shift.
You're
going to begin to see a shifting in different arenas in your life. I believe that the church is now reaching a state of maturity where we recognize that our role is not just within the four walls. The building consists of choirs and pews and consists of the things that we see around us right now, but that we have a kingdom mandate. A kingdom mandate to go into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom in every sphere of life. God wants us to walk into this new dominion. Walk in it because he has called us to walk in it. I want you to understand something here. It's so important that God is a dispenser of assignments. God is a dispenser of assignments. Every one of you have an assignment. Every one of you, God has gifted you. He has anointed you. He has appointed you. So come on, let's discover it now and begin to shift into that anointing, shift into that place so that you can begin to be the influence that God's called you. He's a dispenser of assignments. And so assignments are always problem-oriented. I hope you catch that. Write that down. Assignments are always problem-oriented. And so assignments are always problem-oriented. Really means that the bigger the problem, the bigger the assignment. The bigger the problem, the bigger the assignment, the bigger the prosperity. Remember David? David did not come into the prosperous state and live in that realm until he solved the very problem that his nation had been facing, Goliath. And when he solved the problem, even though he had been anointed to be king, the crown did not begin to proceed toward him until he met his Goliath. See, the Goliath will cause you to be exposed. Who you really are. We don't run from the problem. We've got something inside of us called the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the kingdom of God that we drive forward. Shift now into dominion. You're going to begin to shift into dominion now. Hallelujah. I wanted to come here and just teach a little bit. But I feel my help coming on me now. Remember this, understand that whenever you meet your Goliath, whether it's a family situation, whether it's a financial crisis, whatever that is, that Goliath to you that seems to be so big and it seems like nothing is moving it, seems like it just comes up every morning, every evening and tries to produce fear and tries to produce doubt, everything, it comes up all the time. But every time, listen to me now, when you meet your Goliath, it's only heaven sending a divine announcement that God is getting ready to prosper you and promote you and cause you to step into a new dimension. Glory to God. Now we begin to see it a little bit differently now. We begin to see, yes, I'm not running from this thing because heaven is saying there's an announcement. There's promotion coming. There's prosperity is about to hit. There's a new anointing is about to hit. Now when you begin to see and think kingdom-minded, you begin to understand that God has called you in this season to solve problem. When you come into the kingdom gives you the ability to think. You're always one thought away from the life you dreamed of. Jesus came on the scene. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The first word of the kingdom is repent. Metanoia, change the way you think. Change your mind. Because you can't come in this kingdom the same way you've been thinking. Your mind has to change. Your thinking has to change. And so God begins to stretch us in our thinking. Because one thought can connect you to your success. One thought away from your success. One thought away from your good health. One thought away from your prosperity. There's a shift going on. And he's shifting in our mentality so we can walk in the very power and the presence that God has called us in a greater dimension so we can see the kingdom of God being demonstrated on earth as it is in heaven. Now, I want you to get this. Turn with me to the book of Corinthians. I want you to see this real quickly. Corinthians. And let's look at this for a moment. Because I want to just jump right on in this area about the mind as well. Look at this. Paul said in chapter 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, when I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, everybody say shift.
Shift.
When I became a man, I put away childish things. Paul said in Corinthians, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. When I mature, something changes. Something shifts. You see, children speak before they think, but man thinks before they speak. In this season, you got to plan to think. Never become a victim of circumstances. Do not let the television do your thinking for you. Do not allow the news reports and what's going on in the hospital and all of these things do your thinking for you. Never become a victim of circumstances. God has now brought us to a place that we must make the shift into maturity, because God is about to do something greater in this house like never before. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Look at this, for all of you want me to turn to the Bible, because I've been in the Bible ever since I got up here, you know. Normally when I'm preaching and teaching about Revelation, I'm going to speak to you about 30 or 40 scriptures anyway. So let's go within the Bible, just in case you said, okay, Pastor Mark, that preacher better turn to here and open the Bible. Okay, so I'm going to open the Bible. 1 Corinthians, I love you so much, Deeper Life, you know that. We're family. We are family. Look at this. Oh, my God. I'm going to hold something right here just for a moment. But just understand this. Oh, this is so powerful. Colossians, chapter 1, Colossians. I want to go ahead and do this real quickly. It says, verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who had what? Delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Everybody say shift.
Shift.
Say the shift is on.
Shift is on.
Say move with the shift now.
Now
you're going to begin to understand all this is going to be unfolded. Even I believe as Pastor Mark come and what's been spoken already, something is shifting internally. And yet, it's going to bring a shifting externally. Something is happening in our thought processes and our thinking as we begin to make this paradigm shift, a worldview of life, our belief systems. Now God's given us a kingdom paradigm that we can view life from and see the dominion that God wants us to walk in. You see, turn to somebody and tell them, and say, you have been called to walk in dominion. Say, I know who you are. You're the image and the likeness of God. The kingdom is within you, already in you. Power is in you. Authority is in you. Peace is in you. Righteousness is in you. Joy is in you. Love, 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 love is in you. Hallelujah. It's already in you. I said it's already in you. The kingdom of heaven is where? Within you. And see, when you find heaven in you, you'll find yourself in heaven. See, the kingdom of God is not some place you go. The kingdom of God is someone who lives within you, ruling and reigning, exercising authority in the earth. On this planet, I'm not waiting to walk in dominion. I'm walking in it right now. Why? Because my mind had to be changed. Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, that you, what? Be not holy and acceptable unto God, that you are not conformed, be not conformed to this world, but be you what? Transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. You see, transformation always comes through the vehicle of renewal of the mind. He says, by the renewing of your mind, not the removal of your mind. Come on, come on, come on, come on back in. You see, your mind is being renewed to truth of the kingdom. And the more you get in the word of God, the kingdom of God, it becomes a part of your very fiber of your being, of your life. And so in this season, understand, Paul said, when I was a child, I thought, you know, I spake as a child, I thought as a child, I understood as a child, but when I became a man, the shift came on. I came into a whole new season. I came into a whole new dimension of the kingdom of God and what God wants to do in this earth realm and in this life. Listen to what he says. Now, this is important. He says, you have been delivered from the powers of darkness and translated into where? The kingdom of his dear son. The word translation simply means this: to put you back on your feet. In other words, God, listen to me, Deeper Life. Listen to me, church. Listen to me, Christendom. God is getting ready to put you back on your feet in this season. He's going to put you back on your economic feet, on your social feet, on your spiritual feet, on your family feet, every area of your life. You're getting ready to step back up into dominion. Everybody say, shift into dominion. He says, listen, you're not going to be going through life up and down all the time, blood rushing down to your head. God is going to put the church back on its feet. Very important, because the Bible says that when the enemy shows up, you're going to trample on the serpents and scorpions. What a revelation. What is the revelation there? Trample on serpents and scorpions. Here's the revelation. Your feet have 10 toes. The number 10 is law and order. Come on. In other words, this is a season that God is going to restore identity. God is going to restore authority. God is going to restore dominion back to the church, when we can put our feet down and the kingdom of this world become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody going to catch it. It's time to put up feet back down again. God's getting ready to put your feet back down again. Oh, my God. Gonna put your feet. You're trapping on serpents and scorpions and powers over the enemy. This is your season. It's a season that you're shifting into dominion. Oh, you're going to catch it. Be down. I got my time, y'all. I got my time. All right. Quickly. According to the book of Corinthians, that means that Jesus is the head of his church, which is the body. That means God is going to bring everything under our control. Is that what dominion is all about? You have not come in dominion until you have built a dynasty, affected a system, impacted a generation, and left a legacy. Oh, my God. That people know your footprint has been here. A thumbprint has been on the generation. You are changing your generation. Deeper Life, this is your hour and season. You're going to shake off anything that used to be and step into a new season of dominion. Shout glory. Oh, I love it. The Bible says that after David has served his generation, the purpose of God, he died. He went on to be with the Lord, but he served the purpose of God in his generation. I declare in this season that death is suspended until you fulfill what God called you to fulfill. I declare to you that death is suspended until you are able to fulfill every vision, every dream that God has called you. I'm telling you right now, there's power in the word of the king. Wherever the word of the king is, there is power. I suspend death until you affect a system. I suspend death until you impact a generation. I suspend death until you leave a legacy. And if you're in agreement, shout amen. Jesus lived so authentically that he didn't allow people to dictate to his destiny. They said, we're going to kill you. He said, I suspend death. When I get good and ready, you will not kill me. I just lay my life down. Because the Father's given me power to lay it down and to take it back up again. Everybody shout dominion. I declare in this season that your body is prayer proof. You will not die of cancer. You will not die of high blood pressure. You will not die of sugar diabetes. You are the sons of God, and you're going to trample over serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Speak to your body. Speak to your finances. Speak to your mind. Declare and decree a thing, and it shall be. There's but the force that Victor Hugo said. And I quote, he says, there's but one force stronger than all the armies of the world, and that is an idea whose time has come. Jeremiah said it like this: I know the thoughts that I have toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God's got something great in mind for this generation. God is up to something incredible, church, and he has you and I on his mind. Glory to God. Daniel said it this way: they that know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. You see, turn to the person next to you, say, it's no shaking, just shifting. Don't listen to CNN news. Listen to the good news of the kingdom of God. When God begins to speak, he speaks in concepts. Jesus was able to say, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have no place to lay his what? His head. He was not speaking about a pillow on a bed. He was not speaking about a hotel room, a guest room. He was not speaking about that. He was speaking that in that season, in that dispensation, there was not an entity, there was not a vehicle, there was no person with the capacity to receive the downloads of a fresh revelation. And what God is doing in you and I, he's stretching our minds. He's enlarging our borders. Oh. Einstein was able to say that a mind that is stretched to a new idea never returns to its original dimension. I'm telling you, these 3 months, you all have been stretched. You've been stretching your faith. You've been stretching your walk. I'm telling you, you can't go back now, because there's a new dimension that God is bringing to this church, and you're going to begin to experience in your life, in your home, in your finances, every area of your life. Shout glory in this place. What is the revelation here that Einstein was giving us? You got to understand, when you become a mature son of God, you have to understand stages. Write this down quickly now. Stages, dimensions, realms, paradigms, and cycles. You got to understand, when you begin to move in the kingdom of God, understand these words quickly. Stages, dimensions, realms, paradigms, and cycles. Let me break it down for you. We grow and mature in stages and dimensions. We live in realms. We experience life in cycles. We perceive our realities in paradigms. Paradigms can shift at any time. Jesus was saying that I don't have anyone living, understanding the right dimension. Don't have anyone understanding how to live in the dimension of the kingdom of God. And so he said, foxes have holes, birds have nests of the air, but the Son of Man is looking for a body that he can lay his hand on, that the authority, the power, the glory can be manifested in the earth. So let me break it down. We grow and mature in stages of dimension. We live in realms. We experience life in cycles. We perceive realities in paradigms. So he was saying, listen, there's got to be the vehicle that's ready to move in this right dimension. But there's not that vehicle here. So he says, I don't have anyone who can function in the cycles of this life. I don't have anyone who has the paradigm to download through thoughts and ideas. So he decided, since there's nothing there, and then that dispensational law, he decided, I'm going to create something that will be able to receive my downloads. And so he created and called it the church. The church now exists that God can now download fresh ideas, thoughts, concepts, strategies, methodologies, and technologies. Let me say that real quickly, because you got to get this in this hour, in this season. What God is doing now, I believe, he's downloading into the church, into the body of Christ, new thoughts, new ideas, new concepts, strategies, new methodologies, and new technologies. We're going to shift
and make the shift, we got to understand that what God has called us and what God has saying for us to accomplish in the world. You see, money does not run the world. God's thoughts, ideas, concepts, strategies, methodologies, and technologies does. Which the Bible says, I give unto you power to get wealth. Deuteronomy 8 and 18. That my covenant may be what? Established in the earth. So what's he saying? I give you thoughts, ideas, concepts, strategies, methodologies, and technologies to get wealth. He never said, I give you power to get money. He said, I give you power to get wealth. I give you the ability, new thoughts, new ideas, new concepts, new strategies, new methodologies, and new technologies. The church has got to shift. It is said that every 3 to 5 years, the culture changes. But every 30 to 50 years, the church changes. That lets me know the church is way behind and the culture keeps changing. Technologies keep increasing. So now is a shift that's going on in the church. I believe it's shifting people into a whole nother dimension of the kingdom of God and to see the rule and the reign of God come on earth as it is in heaven. The word of God is here in this house. So he's calling you to think. Lay your hands on yourself and say, think. Put your hand on your head and say, think. Oh, in this season, you're going to be thinking. Because if you lost anything during the season, never lose the power to think for yourself. God is getting ready to reveal the true identity of the church, and we're going to get ready to go through a whole new season of shifts. Season of shifts. Shifts in our homes. Shifts in our families. Shift in our thinking. You see, you understand that every season, 90 days, season changes. God can take the blight of a winter and in 90 days shift the season unto a wonderful spring season. It's not going to take long for what God wants to do, because he's now coming and he's breathing and he's blowing and there's a wind of God coming upon this house. There's a new shift that's taking place. Look, don't try to hold on what used to be, what could have been, what should have been. Now God said, I'm doing a new thing. Don't remember the things of old. I'm telling you right now, I heard the word of the Lord tell me to tell you. He says, I'm coming among you to do a new thing, a new thing, a fresh new thing. Come on, say shift. Yes. Are you ready to shift? So this season now, what God is saying, if anything is lost, you have now come into a season that understand that this is a season of redemption. Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead. He says that he shed his blood. He did it so he can redeem, buy back, repurchase everything back to him. I come to announce as a son of God that this is your season of redemption. A deeper life, everything that enemy tried to steal, tried to rob, but he's got, let me tell you something, God is restoring and he's bringing back by the blood of the Lamb. The Bible said we overcome by the blood, by the word of our testimony and the word of God, the blood of the Lamb. And I'm here to announce to you, I'm not waiting for God to redeem me. I've been redeemed. You're not waiting for God to redeem you. You've been redeemed. And this is the time your children have been redeemed. Your family's been redeemed. Your finances have been redeemed. This is your season of shift into dominion because God has called you to walk in it. Clap your hands and give God some glory. This is where we get ready to close. I'm going to give you this and get ready to close because we're coming to a new season. Take your Bibles and turn with me real quickly now to go with me to Isaiah. Isaiah. Let me finish this out. Isaiah 43rd chapter. Isaiah 43. Have much more to go on than that about the kingdom. And let me bring you to the area here because I want to leave this word with you specifically. How many of you are ready for the new shift now? There's a new season that's coming upon this house and you'll never be the same again because the Spirit of God is here. The Spirit of God. And there are 7 promised blessings I'm going to leave with you. 7 promised blessings that you can experience when you connect your faith to these prophetic word, this prophetic word of the blessings of God. Isaiah chapter 43, it says this, verse 18. Remember ye not for the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. It will take me a whole nother hour to develop all of this. But let me give you this. Everybody say new beginnings. Say God's doing a new thing. There's seven promised blessings of a new beginning because you're getting ready to step into it, folks. You may look like you're still the same. No, it's not. Something has shifted in the atmosphere. Something has shifted over your family. Something has shifted even now. In the next 24 hours, some of you are going to experience a major shift. Stuff that has been waiting. The heaven has been pregnant to release and download once they can find a vehicle to bring forth the kingdom of God through. So what you think you've been feeling, frustration, irritation, all of those areas, it's not frustration. It's not irritation. It's contractions. I'm telling you, something's getting ready to be birthed that you're going to begin to sense, oh, you've been uncomfortable with this. But see, heaven is trying to get something through you. It's a day of a new beginning, and this is time to shift in dominion, and you're going to walk in a place like you never walked in before. Here's seven promised blessings. Seven promised blessings of a new beginning. God says, I will do a new thing now. Say now. Yeah. Now. Say now. Yeah. Say right now. Yeah. Here's seven promises of a new beginning. Write these down. Number one, he's coming to give you new strength. New strength. Seven promises of a new beginning. New strength. That's Genesis 49 and 3. Write that down quickly. New strength. Genesis 49 and 3. Two, the second thing is coming in this seven promise blessing of a new beginning. New harvest. Say new harvest. Ruth 1:22. New harvest 1:22. I'm giving you biblical. I'm giving you Bible on this. This is a prophetic time for you. Right? Number three, the third thing is new knowledge. New knowledge, Proverbs 1 and 7. New knowledge, Proverbs 1 and 7. The fourth promised blessing is new wisdom. New wisdom, Psalms 111 and 10. Psalms 111 and 10. Fifth, new word, a fresh word. A word that's going to catapult you to the next level that God has called you. New word, Hosea 1 and 2. Hosea 1 and 2. Six, new miracles. Shout new miracles. Oh, you're not living on old miracles. You're not living on old manna. There's some fresh miracles about to take place. Come on, shift into dimension. New miracles. New miracles. Oh, I feel that in my spirit right now. New miracles. I prophesy to you, new miracles. John 2 and 11 and 7, the seven promised blessing is new confidence. New confidence. God's bringing you to a new confident level. He's going to raise your confident level to be bold and to walk in the strength of your God, to know your God, and so shall you do exploits. Hebrews 3 and 14. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For the shift is on. Right now.
Right now.
Come on, close your Bible and stand to your feet real quickly now. Stand to your feet. Glory to God. Everybody say shift.
Shift.
Into dominion.
Into dominion.
Into rulership.
Into rulership.
Leadership.
Leadership.
Shift.
Shift.
Into your gift.
Into your gift.
Your calling.
Your call.
Your purpose.
Your purpose.
Your destiny.
Your destiny.
It's time to shift.
It's time to shift.
Into what God's created you to be.
Into what God's created you to be.
Do and have. This is our season.
This is our season.
Of a new beginning.
A
fresh start. Right now. Come on. Real quickly. It's okay. Somebody's about to release some things now. Come. The anointing of God is in this place, and I'm going to tell you something. As your pastor come back, God's been speaking to him. God's been refreshing him and renewing him. God's been preparing him because the shift is on. But I can just tell you right now, out of my heart, I gave a lot of different things and kind of hit areas of the church and ministry and kind of see where the church is heading, where the church needs to go. But I'm telling you right now, for this house, there's a new season. It's a new season. Pastor Neil, it's a new season. It's a new season, elders. I'm telling you, you're about to step into the reality of the dominion of God. Because he said, I created you in my image and after my likeness, and I gave you dominion. Creation and formation. God created man and God formed man. Creation is for the purpose of identity. Formation is for the purpose of function and purpose. When you understand you are in the image of God already, and the image of God is rule, reign, rule over your circumstances. Your circumstance shouldn't be ruling over you. You're going to be ruling over it. Rule in the midst of your enemies. He said, my Lord, sit thou until I make your enemies your footstool. Things have been taunting you. Things have been running behind you. And things are trying to keep you from moving in the purpose and being the Christ, that Christ in you, the hope of glory, is already beginning to shift. God says, I'm restoring the years and the cankerworm and the pommel worm that had eaten. I'm going to restore life and I'm going to restore years back to you. You haven't lost anything. You're on your way to gain everything. Come on, you're going to gain it. And it's going to be better and greater than ever before. Pastor, would you just open your Bible up just for a moment? I want Pastor Neil to open his Bible. And I want you to turn to Psalms 128, 121. And verse 8, I couldn't get away from this scripture, and I'm going to deposit it, release it on you, to you, in you. But don't leave without getting this. This is a word that I know, that I know, that I know, for me to deposit and share with you and speak this over your life. Psalms 121, verse 8. This is a word from God. Everybody say, this is a word from God for me. For this house, for this church, in this season of our lives. Come on, Pastor. You got a mic? I want the pastor to get up here, and I want him to speak that word and say that word, what that scripture says right now. Pastor Neil, we're going to do something a little bit different now. He's going to help me. Psalms 121, verse 8. Read it out loud.
The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever.
Oh, come on, receive this. Come on, receive this. Hallelujah. What is he saying? The Lord shall preserve your going out.
Yes.
And your coming in. From this time forth and even forevermore. God says, I'm going to guard you.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to protect you. When you go out and you come back in, my presence, my glory will be there.
Amen.
My kingdom is within you, and it'll never leave you, never forsake you. So some people, you know, will go to great lengths to avoid what they fear than will they to obtain what they want. Although no one can go back and make a brand new start, so to speak, you can't go back and undo the past. You can't go back and say, I wish it could have been, would have been, should have been. That's over.
That's right.
Come on now. We're going to put it in, put our hand on the gear. We're going to move past regret into the now and shift into dominion.
Amen.
So anyone can, no one can go back and make a brand new start, but anyone can start from now and make a brand new end. How many of you ready to make a brand new end right now? You can make a brand new end by starting right now. This is your season. Lift up the hands of the Lord. Let's worship Him. Father, we thank You right now for the Word. We thank You, Lord, for a new beginning. Seven promises of a new beginning. We thank You for the church arising into the new identity and understanding of the kingdom of God, the rule of God, the reign of God. Amen. That's happening right now in this house. And now, Lord, as the way is being made in this pivotal time, this Sunday, and by Sunday, next Sunday, when the man of God, the senior pastor, the visionary, Pastor Mark White, steps into this pulpit, he has sensed already what God, You've already spoken to his heart, and the people of God are ready to shift into a new dimension. They're ready to shift. As they hear the word of God being proclaimed and spoken, they're ready to shift now into that new place, into a place of dominion and rulership. Thank You, God, for the pastor, Pastor Neil and his wife, and thank You, Lord, for their faithfulness, their continues, their undergirding, their being there. They're laying their lives down. The elders in this house, we thank You for those that have stepped up and say, yes, we're a family, and we'll work together, we'll flow together, because we can make a brand new end by starting now where You want to take us. Thank You, Lord, for this wonderful house of saints and young people, families. We pray Your blessings. I pray and release new life, new dimensions, understandings, new thoughts, new ideas, new concepts, new strategies, new methodologies, new technologies will begin to just emerge in the midst and take this house to a whole nother dimension. And Lord, we thank You, for the kingdom has arrived. The kingdom is here. Healing is here. Deliverance is here. Wholeness is here. It's already here. We can walk in dominion now because we shift.